Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were walking and heard animals running next to them. And the farther they walked, the more active they became. And then suddenly, a shadow wolf was running straight towards them.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, call in those real ghost stories at 855-853-4802. We love to hear them and share them. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today. You can do that on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here, sister.
I am.
How's it going?
It's going well.
So I had this interview with this guy in the Grave Talks last night. His name is Brandon Masullo.
Okay.
He wrote a book that was called The Ghost Studies, New Perspectives on the Origins of Paranormal Experiences.
Okay.
So I read the book, and the book was a little hard for me to read because it was kind of sciencey in places, you know, and talked about lots of research and studies and things. Okay. But it gave me lots to think about, right?
Yeah.
So it was, it ended up being a great conversation. I was a little intimidated at first because I was like, I even said to you, am I smart enough to talk to this guy? I don't know. But I did it and it turned out great. But here's something he said in the book. Perhaps in every haunted location, there was an individual who sent a distress call to someone with whom they were emotionally linked that has been stuck at that location. Perhaps this is what sensitives and ghost hunters are encountering. So rather than a person dying in the house,
okay,
maybe at some point there had been some sort of communication. The example he used was like an aunt dying, and then you wake up and you see the apparition of your aunt saying, just remember, I love you.
Okay.
That's the distress call. And maybe that keeps repeating. And so somebody else comes in and they see your aunt, but they don't know that's your aunt. So rather than, you know, it just happening at one location, like somebody dying, maybe the aunt can come into that location, give a distress call, and that's what you're picking up on. It got me thinking when we were kids and we'd hear that person walking around at night, was that, did that originate with some distress? Like was somebody going down the stairs because they had to get out and check because something was burning? For some reason in my house, in my head, I've always thought that something was burning somewhere. And, but so it's kind of like that's where the haunting originated. It's not necessarily that the person died there. Was there a distress call that they just keep repeating?
Oh yeah, I can see that. And I think that we talk about that quite a bit as far as maybe nobody particularly died in that house, but something intense happened there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then therefore you go back to that place, or that's where you're drawn to like be as a ghost because that was the most intense thing, right? That's where most of your trauma came from. And so you end up back in that because you never resolved it, mm-hmm. you know, maybe during your life. And until, you know, and maybe it's a karma thing until you actually resolve this thing that you were put here to fix, you're gonna be in a loop.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think so often people are, they research the house's history and they always say, well, nobody ever died here, so why is it haunted?
I agree. Yeah.
And there could be something more to
it. Think there's totally more to that. And we hear it all the time, like, well, you know, this house is new, so therefore nothing can be going on. Well, then wait a minute. You know, you're living there and you know people that have either died or maybe have been like in this situation where they're stressed or, you know, they were, something happened in their life. Maybe they tried to communicate something to you after death, right? Even. And, you know, who knows? Like, we don't know anything about the space-time continuum. Like, they could have died 10 years ago, and now it's coming through.
Exactly, because I'm like, so if at some point your aunt was able to get to you right before she died, could someone pick up on that same thing 10 years later?
Right.
So or could somebody wake up
maybe on the aunt just couldn't get through to you for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? And it's finally now. And plus, I've always thought there's a point in our lives that sometime we just aren't receptive. I'm not going to hear it. Right? And we know this all the time from friends and family. Like, you can tell them whatever you want. They're not going to hear it. Right? They're going to do what they want. And until you learn it, right, until you've lived it, you don't understand. And once you've lived it and you're ready, you will get that message.
And one example that he gave too was a story of a woman who, it was like May 28th or something. There's a specific date. She is in her house. Her son had moved to Chicago, got a new job. And she's sitting in her house and hears someone come down the stairs and hears him in like a little kid voice going, Mom, oh, Mom, help me, or something like that. And so she's like, what was that? He's not in the house. it's a little kid voice. It's not him. He's adult. He's moved grown. On. But he actually, at that time, had fallen off of something when he was working, and he actually died. So people moved in that house. And on that day, people have reported hearing a little boy running down the stairs saying, "Mom, Mom." And they're like, "This house is haunted." But is it haunted? Because it's just kind of that one event that just keeps replaying on the same day.
Well, my thing is yes, it's haunted. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a haunting there, but you don't understand what that haunting means, right? The right person that that message was for would understand mm-hmm. it. And I'm guessing in this situation that you respond quicker to your child. Right?
Yeah, that could
like
be.
If you're a grown adult says, "Hey, Mom," right? I take my time, turn around, "Hey, Jim, what's going on?" Right? If my child says, "Mom, you know, help," you know, you are just conditioned to know something's wrong and you run towards them, right? And so that's maybe why she heard him as a child, because it was a desperate call,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think we feel that super physical connection when our children are still young, that and with good reason that starts to diminish as they get older and you don't physically feel as connected to them as you did when they were two and you had them next to your body all the time, mm-hmm. right? And it makes sense. And so when something really tragic happened, the fact that she heard it as a child kind of makes sense to me. Right? It's at that super connected level. It's back to that again, you know? But like I said, I still think it's a haunting. It's just not for them.
And it's like a residual thing.
Uh-huh.
But it did get me thinking, you know, like, so maybe the woman in red that you're seeing, it didn't have a direct connection to your house. That was the aunt of the person who, you know.
Or it just didn't have a direct connection to you, right? You weren't the one that was supposed to get the message. And, you know, and like I said, too, I think we take it when we're ready for it. And if you aren't, you know, Jack Nicholson said that famous line in that movie, like, "You can't handle the truth," right? And it's like,
I think that's true.
And until you're ready to handle the truth, you can't. You're not going to. You're just not. You're going to deny it. You're going to do all these other things. But when you have finally reached the point that you're ready to be open to this or whatever, you will get that message.
It was interesting to talking to him because it's like, I talked to so many people, two people this week who are studying the paranormal. And the approaches are different. Their findings are different. But, you know, at some point, there's enough people looking into it. Do we eventually figure something out? Mm-hmm. But he used the example of phones. So when phones first came about, it's like, "Oh my God, what is this magical yes. demonic thing?" Because I shouldn't be able to hear a voice from across the street.
Betty, listen to this.
I just am thinking of Andy Griffith's show where they've got the one part up to the ear. Yeah. But he said, and then now look what you can do with a phone. You could be in Japan and I could send you a picture of your dog going, "Well, you were just traveling. You're in Oregon." And I'm like, "Here's your dog."
Or you can FaceTime somebody.
Yeah, I'm like, "Look, here's what we're doing right at this moment. Just so you know, your dog is okay right at this moment." You tell somebody 120 years ago they would be able to do this in the future. So maybe there will be some breakthrough at some point because
I just think that, you know, there are people that are ready to get the message from someone. So somebody died, then they come to him that night, they tell him goodbye. You know how we hear that all the time, you know, the right within a day or so of whatever they appeared and they heard something. Well, I think those people were ready, right? And they were open to it. Sometimes people are more, you know, just sympathetic to hearing information. Other people, not. They wouldn't believe it if you told them the wall's up, that's that, you know, whatever. It may take 10 years. It may take 20 years. And then all of a sudden, the message received.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was an interesting conversation with him. So this is an interesting story about shadow animals, which we have heard a lot of. In fact, we've lots of dogs and cats.
you know, Stephen King makes his living off it.
There was one story we heard about a deer, but this is a little different. It says, I'm a longtime podcast listener. I was recently listening to Follow a Shadow Person, which reminded me of an experience I had as a teenager. That's the episode I think you and I did. It was like, would you follow a shadow? Should you follow a shadow person?
We were both just like, I don't know that I could bring myself to do that.
Because somebody did, and I'm like, what are you doing? In the late 1990s, my then girlfriend lived up the street from a public boat ramp and swim beach on Lake Hartwell in South Carolina. Sounds amazing. We would frequently make the half mile or so walk from her house to the lake late in the evenings. Hartwell is a Corps of Engineers lake, so the surrounding land is wooded and natural. The street she lived on was quiet and canopied by trees on either side. Aside from one or two other houses tucked back in the trees, the street was very dark in the evening. One night around dusk, we were on one of our walks when we heard what sounded like animals running beside us just out of view in the trees and brush. We would get glimpses of shadow animals out of the corner of our eyes, but when we turned around and looked, nothing was there. The further we went, the more active these animals became. We were talking about this and contemplating turning back when suddenly in front of us, off in the distance, in the center of the road, was a shadow wolf running straight towards us. It was so real. We distinctly heard the sounds of its claws clicking on the asphalt and its panting getting louder as it approached. It was approaching impossibly fast. Holding each other, frozen in fear, we stood as the wolf ran to within 10 feet of us and lunged with a growl. My girlfriend yelled and buried her head into my chest, and I closed my eyes just before it would have made contact with us. When I didn't feel the inevitable pain of being mauled by a wolf, I opened my eyes and saw that the wolf was gone. We were terrified, but otherwise fine. After we composed ourselves, we agreed that something didn't want us there. Something was warning us to go back, which is exactly what we did. When I heard Follow a Shadow Person, it reminded me of this experience. It also got me wondering if anyone else has had experiences with shadow animals. I've heard countless stories about shadow people, but I can't remember anyone else having experiences with shadow animals. Thank you for the podcast and the outlet you provide for us who have had experiences. I hope I hear this on an episode. I'd also like to hear your thoughts about my story. I love the personalities and banter you all provide, as well as the ghost stories, of course. Keep them coming. Sincerely, Matt. Thank you, Matt. Hey, Matt. You know, I've got a thought on this.
Okay.
Because maybe he's onto something there, that the shadow wolf wasn't out to protect or to get them. It was out to protect them and keep them away. Something like, had they finished their walk, I mean, would they have been on an episode of Dateline or something?
Okay. And the other thing is, this idea of spirit animals is not like brand new.
No.
And maybe he's seeing that literally play out. He has a spirit animal that's protecting him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because, you know, Native Americans.
Right. And I can't speak for them and exactly the whole, spirit animal concept. But, you know, just kind of vaguely, it almost sounds like he has a protective spirit type animal that shows up possibly when he really needs it.
And I have,
or it might heard, be hers. I'm not sure which.
Because I've heard stories of ghost animals and animals jumping on beds and animals hearing meows and all that. I've heard some of, not as many of shadow animals.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm thinking I have, because it doesn't seem like a new concept to me.
But this is a full, like, you know how hard it would be to say that's a wolf as a shadow? But there was no question in their mind. It was a wolf.
Yeah, a shadow wolf.
Right.
And it's running towards them so close they thought they were going to get attacked.
They could hear it clicking as it ran and panting. They could hear the noises it would make. Then the lunge and kind of, you know, like that at them.
I'm telling
you. That's really intense.
I honest to God think there is some freaking serial killer or somebody at the end down where they were going.
I do too.
Maybe it wasn't a serial killer. Just watched too many episodes of Dateline.
What's that really good Mindhunter show? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was some creepo, who knows what, but something bad was going to happen to them. And the way to keep them away was this wolf was actually a protective spirit and came at them. And here's another thing. Could it be the wolf could take a shape of a person or whatever, but by taking the shape as a wolf and running towards them, it scared the shit out of them and they went home. Because would it take to scare the shit out of you, you know, to keep you from going that way? Yeah. That would work.
But I do think possibly the spirit animal concept is, you know, is in there's some truth. And you are being protected by it. And yeah, and especially that the fact that that crossed Matt's mind, that it was meant to stop us. Like,
yeah,
he felt that, right? That was a feeling he had that he wasn't supposed to go further, that maybe there was danger further ahead and turn around and go back. So I think you had the experience.
This is interesting. So I Googled it.
Okay.
Spirit animals or totems are spiritual entities that are believed to offer help to man. There are many different spirit animals, each with its own symbolism and meaning. So what does a spirit wolf mean? Let's see. If a wolf is your spirit animal, he will look out for you and also give you the strength of being a caring leader.
Well, he'll look out for you.
Yeah. So maybe it is one of their spirit animals.
I just wonder.
That's given me another thing to think about.
Right?
Would you have a spirit animal? Mine's probably a cat.
I always like to think I had a bird.
Oh, I like that one.
But I don't know that that's true. My luck, it's like a lizard or something. But... You know,
something that I would scream if I saw it in the wild.
Exactly. Oh, like, no.
Get away.
Some kind of snake.
I was out working in my yard yesterday and I was like.
You didn't see a snake.
I did not, but I did one day. And so now every time I go out and do weed eating, I'm like.
I'm scared to death of
them. I'm like, I'm going to see a snake.
And it's irrational. It's totally irrational, people. I do not know why. They scared me to death.
My biggest fear is mice. Okay. Oh my God, what if my spirit animal's a mouse? Oh. That'd be so cruel.
Oh
my God. So I like that story. I honest to God think that wolf was keeping them away from something had to scare the shit out of them.
And I think the fact that he felt that, that that's what happened,
I think it makes it true. I think it really did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to a caller.
Hello, this is Chris from Alabama. I got another story for you. This one happened when I lived in Greenville with my parents again. I had been out of high school and we lived on this street that was right off the main street. And it was an old house, I guess built back in probably the 20s. It had like this looked like it was like a Spanish type of house, you know, with that type of Art Deco look, you know. And we lived there, and I remember sleeping in my bedroom, and I feel like somebody was in bed with me because I could feel the breathing and everything. And one night I was sitting in the living room, and I listened to a lot of blues music and stuff, so I was listening to Ma Rainey. At this time, and I saw this shadow go across the wall. It was like in the upper part, you know, above the TV and everything. And I didn't scare me, I guess. Just startled me a little bit. And so I just continued listening to the music. Went out to the street, and the front yard it's like a small front yard, so it's not too far up from the door to the street and then the sidewalk. So I was looking up and down the sidewalk, and then the door slammed behind me. And I run to the door and open it, and I rushed to the bedroom where my daddy was and asked him, did you slam that door? I said, Daddy said, I thought it was you. I thought you were mad about something. I said, no, wasn't me. And my mother was in the shower, so she didn't do it, you know. And then another instance, you know, another Friday, and me and my daddy are talking, listening to Neil Young, and daddy's having a couple of beers, and his eyes look wide, and I said, what's wrong, daddy? I said, and he points his finger, he said, look behind you. And then see this woman go into the hallway, and my mama sees it too. I get the tail end of it. I didn't get a good glimpse at it, but he said it looked like a humpback woman that went into the hallway. And so I started doing some research on the house. You know, I had been doing my family history at this time, so I figured I had to figure out who lived on the street around the 60s and all, what have you. I found out it was this woman named Claire Almond. So I go looking through newspapers and find a picture of her, bring it home to dad. I said, and show him the picture, you know, didn't tell him who it was and everything. And he said, that's the woman I saw. And it turns out the woman was like this boss lady that worked for that my grandmother worked under, you know, about years ago, but she had died in Georgia and hadn't died in the house. I guess she was just attached to the house, but evidently she doesn't like blues music, I guess. But that was interesting. Another story about that same place is I had an out of body experience at the house. I floated out of my body, and I went into the kitchen and watched my dad cook a breakfast, and then went out to the street sidewalk and flew up and down the sidewalk and came right back in the house. And that's about it about that place. But y'all keep up the good work, and I love the show. All right, y'all take it easy. Bye.
Hey, Chris from Alabama. It's good to hear from you.
I like his accent.
And I just love his stories. He's awesome.
That was creepy. You know, I always have this thing. If I'm just running a bag of trash out to my dumpster, mm-hmm. I always have this feeling the door is going to slam behind me. And it never, ever has. It's never been like, boom. But I have that weird feeling. And that happened to you not that long ago.
Not too long ago. Okay, you guys. This happened, right, where I was going out to check the mail, just out in front of the house. I didn't have my key on me, but my screen door doesn't always shut tight, and I don't want my dog to push the door and get out. So I pulled the door shut behind me, but before I did, I checked, turn the knob to make sure it wasn't locked, right? Pulled it shut, turned it again, it was not locked. Okay. Went out, got the mail, came back. Frickin' door's locked. Impossible. I just checked it. And before I pulled it shut.
And to lock it, you have to reach around the back of the door.
And I pulled it shut. It clicked. I tried it again. It wasn't locked. Good. I'm good, right? And then I come back. It's locked. And my first thought was, oh, funny. Real funny, guys. You know, like, whatever in my house. Practical jokesters. That's hilarious. That's freaking hilarious, right? Now I've got to go do this whole go around the back thing, find a key, do whatever, right? And get back in the house. But that door was not locked.
See, and like that sounded like an angry door slam, because mm-hmm. even the dad's like,
He had just seen a shadow go across the room, right?
And that's really weird to do a little research on the house and then mm-hmm. you find the picture and then bring it home and show it to your dad. And he's like, hey, who is that? I saw that in this house.
Yeah, that was who I saw the other night.
And she used to live here.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't like blues music.
I always love the fact that he says, like, dad and I were listening to Neil Young. I'm like, me too. I love Neil Young.
And I could see, you know, some people, maybe blues music just isn't for her.
Yeah.
Those are good stories, though. I like those stories. Those, but I have that weird feeling every time I run outside to check the mail or just take some trash out. I'm like, what if my door violently slams behind me and locks me out and my pets are inside and I can't get back in? So I'm always taking my keys with me just to dump a bag of trash.
I know. It is really, I always feel it. And but that day I did that. I double checked. I checked and I checked again. And then I go to the mail and come back. And honest to God, my first thought was, oh, freaking funny. You guys are so funny.
And you want to walk back in the house and go, don't be an asshole.
I did, actually. When I walked back in, I said, funny, guys. That was real hilarious.
You told them.
I did. I let them know exactly what
I thought. And I stomped my foot.
Yeah.
And I left it at that. But still, I told them.
I told them.
You guys. So here's another story. It says, I'm writing from England. I'm a skeptic, but I really like ghost stories nonetheless, and I listen to the podcast every day on my commute home. I've never had a spooky experience that I couldn't explain, but I'll never forget my grandma visiting my mom when I was younger with a story, beginning with the words, quote, "You'll never guess what happened at the weekend." Obviously, I sat nearby to listen to the on the sly, but I still can't figure it out.
Didn't you love listening to adult stories when you were
a
kid?
Oh my God. That's all I wanted to do was eavesdrop on them, because mom would talk shit about people. Oh. Our mom loves to gossip.
Oh, does she?
And so, like,
in a very negative way.
Yeah.
Like, really negative.
Yeah. And she likes to talk shit. And so when we were kids, it would be like, gotta hear this.
Yeah.
So my grandma lives in a small village in Hertfordshire. At the end of her street, and I butchered that, and I apologize to everyone. At the end of her street, there is a small footpath over stream, a cornfield, and beyond that, an Air Force base. My aunt was staying with my grandma at the time. After an evening at the pub, she went to walk the dog my grandma was looking after around the field. She went over to the field and ran straight home to my grandma's house. She shouted at my grandma to get up as she had seen something odd, and my grandma, thinking my aunt had too much to drink, tried to tell her she was seeing things. My aunt was persistent and convinced my grandma and her husband to get dressed and walk over to the field. That's pretty good to get people out of bed.
Yeah.
The minute they walked over the footpath, a large house was in the middle of the field. My aunt, grandma, and step-granddad all told of the house being full of life, silhouettes of people having a party, being visible, old music playing, and the sounds of chatting and laughter. There was a red light on the top of the house, and planes were flying above the building. They didn't want to go any closer and cross the bridge to return to their house. On stepping back over the footbridge, the house disappeared. They walked over to the field the following day. There was no evidence that anything material had been there. To our knowledge, my grandma has lived in the same village for over 60 years. There was not a house there at the time of the war, as the music indicated, and they cannot describe it. It's worth noting that there have been some odd things happen in their street before, including my mom going out to get into the family car as a small child in dense fog and touching the door handle before my granddad said, "Our car is the one behind," and them getting into the car behind and switching on the fog lights, only for there to be nothing ahead of them. I hope you enjoyed the story. It's one that I always share with my little cousins, and they love it. Keep up the great show, Jem. So the aunt saw a house, and we got the grandparents, and they saw the house.
This sounds like a Twilight Zone.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Like, what did they walk into?
Yeah.
Like, how does a house just appear? And how do three people, obviously, there is no house there. But so then that would be like a three-person hallucination?
Impossible.
But it's not even just a visual. It's auditory. They were hearing things.
Hearing it. Wow.
What the F? Now, the one maybe with the car, maybe since it was so foggy, the car just drove away and they didn't see it. Maybe that could be explained, but how do three people see a house in a field when there's no house there?
I got nothing on that. I have nothing. And you know what would be interesting? Now, she's lived there a long time, But it would be interesting if it happens, like, in a loop.
Mm-hmm.
That it happens every... Now, you would say maybe once a year, but maybe it only happens once every 10 years, so you don't see it again.
Maybe that goes back to kind of what we were talking about at the beginning of some kind of haunted thing that just happens.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously not there. You're just seeing it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that the aunt goes back to get them just to confirm what she'd seen, and they saw
it. And they confirm it.
But then after hearing that story, the line at the beginning seems a little, I don't know. I would think if I would be telling that story, it would be like, you wouldn't believe what the fuck I saw last night. But the grandma says, you'll never guess what happened at the weekend. Like, I wouldn't guess that.
That's right. No, I wouldn't come up with that one.
Wow. I would be like calling to get an appointment with my therapist. Like, I don't know what's the matter with me.
My guess is it's something that happens. It does happen periodically. It just shows up again.
It's that kind of residual thing. It's like the aunt coming to the son, and then somebody else sees the aunt, but the aunt's not connected. Yeah. I don't know.
But I think the aunt that saw it, it just happened to be there that night at that time that got to see it. Most of the time, they're asleep. They don't know. I mean, it could happen more often.
But an entire house.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, If your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.